This is Between the Lines, WMUK's weekly look at books and writers. I'm Zinta Astars. Now that he's retired, you'll usually find Michael Delp at his cabin on the Boardman River near Traverse City. Chances are he's chomping on a cheap cigar, a dog at his side, contemplating fish, or poetry. Delp was the longtime director of creative writing at the Interlochen Academy, a mentor and advisor to the Front Street Writers Program, and he's still on the editorial board of the Michigan Writers Series at Wayne State University Press. He is the author of numerous collections of poetry and prose. They include a poetry collection called Lying in the River's Dark Bed, The Confluence of the Dead Man and the Mad Angler.
This is the Mad Angler reveals this other spirit animal. 30 years ago, a wolverine crawled into my heart and has stayed there all these years. He eats snow and chunks of ice, the bitter flesh of failure I passed down to him like breadcrumbs. It's almost as if he is living under the front porch. He watches everything, and at night I hear him cough up his dreams. He wants to go out in the yard, but attacks everything that moves. So I keep him lodged in close, no leash, no rope, no collar. He loves it inside me, claims there's a certain mist in my heart which he prefers to sunlight. I would have given him a name long ago, but he says he doesn't need one. He sniffs the air and tells me what's coming to dismantle me. He circles like a dog before he sleeps. But when I reach to pet him, there's nothing there but coarse hair wrapped around a muscle, beating itself to death.
Mike, you've got two personas in this really unique collection, and unique also in format. One is Dead Man, and the other one is Mad Angler. I'm reading these as your two selves, and yet you're writing them in third person, and then there's this confluence in the middle. So talk to me about Dead Man and Mad Angler. How were they born?
The Dead Man, he's old in terms of my chronology. I first ran into him probably 30 years ago. I think I was teaching in Glen Arbor. A friend of mine came up to see me, and we were talking poems one night. But I remember him handing me this poem, and the word dead man was in it. There was no mention of a character, nothing, just that word. And I remember thinking there was something that I thought about it, but I didn't know what it was. I just knew that that struck me somewhere. So I went back to my room, and I was writing some notes. And all of a sudden, I had this really odd, I've never felt like this before, this really odd feeling that I wasn't in charge anymore. And so this persona kind of slipped into me and said, I'm writing these poems, and you're not going to write these. So a couple hours later, I'd written a whole slew of these things. In my mind, he's like a trickster figure. He's like a coyote. He can be killed, but he can't die. He can be anything he wants. He's very bright. He's not bright at all. You should trust him implicitly. You shouldn't trust him. So he's absolutely a living contradiction all the time. You just can't pin him down. But he wants to speak about certain things in this culture, and it's just fun to let him talk. And then the Mad Angler came from loving so much Wendell Berry's poems about the mad farmer. I just love those poems. I love especially the political ones that talk about rebellion and revolution and things like that. So I kind of stole that idea from Wendell Berry, and they manifest themselves into more river poems because I'm on the river all the time, and I love the river and do what I can to preserve it. And when I talked to Wayne State about it, my editor there and good friend Annie Martin, she said you need to link these poems together. And that's where the confluence came from.
I'm looking forward to this moment where I can read the book. I've read it, but I want to read it now in public. And I want to read it from the Mad Angler side, which means you end up holding that book upside down.
Right.
And I just think, that ought to get you some looks.
The design is incredible. When Annie first approached me about it, I didn't hesitate at all. I thought, I'm going to let them do what they want.
So for our listeners, the way this collection is put together, when you start reading at the beginning, you're reading the Dead Man's poems, and then you have to turn the book sideways, and those are the confluence poems, and then you have to completely turn it around for the Mad Angler's poems.
Exactly.
I kind of envision it as a river going upstream and downstream.
I've never thought about it like that, ever. That's really interesting. That's a great idea. So it's kind of like a portable river.
This is Between the Lines on WMUK. I'm Zinta Astars. I'm speaking with Michael Delp about his relationship with the written word.
Now, you've been quoted as saying, "I really don't like writing, just fish, not writing."
I'm starting to reassess that because I like having written, and I think the older I get, the more concerned I am with not writing as much but trying to see better. That's really where the effort goes for me, is to see better and to be quieter and to not rush to write something, which is to say that you want to let it kind of fester. I think it was Rilke who had a concept called blood remembering, that he would have an experience and it became so intense inside him, it just festered and it came out because it had to get out. And so, you know, I never write when I'm on the river. I don't even write when I go to the cabin. I don't think I've ever written anything out there in 16 years. I write notes, but I've never written a poem out there.
Well, that surprises me, actually.
It's just a place to just be.
Mm-hmm.
I literally feel like I can vanish out there, and that's really what I prefer to do. I'm pretty reclusive when I'm out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I see somebody coming down the river, I usually hide. I mean, I could just sit there forever. And I do, because that place stays inside me all year. So
I hear you.
And I got really good. I used to tell my students this. I got really good at daydreaming when I was in school.
Mm-hmm.
I can literally be in two places at once. Like, I can talk to you and have this conversation. Meanwhile, I'm sitting out there on the deck looking up the river.
Yeah.
I read an essay by Barry Lopez years ago called "Story at Inuktitut Pass: The Junction of Landscape and Narrative." And he talks about how Inuits were able to put landscapes inside them and tend them. And I took that seriously, and that's one of the things I've tried to do in my adult life, is to take places I really love and just literally put them inside me so I can go there when I need to.
Mm.
So if you're in a meeting you can't stand, you just leave. You know, you're still there, but you leave. And you learn very fast that when you hear your name, you just say yes. Like, not like, what's going on or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
Stop it right then and there.
Yeah, exactly.
Talk about politics in your writing.
I think in these poems, I don't get political in the short stories I've written. I don't think I'm political in those. And I don't write political essays per se. I mean, sometimes I write environmental essays up here, taking on like Nestle or Big Oil or something like that, or fracking.
Mm.
The Mad Angler and the Dead Man poems, they're just not afraid to take on anybody. They don't care about the consequences. They don't care what the cost is. And that's not necessarily me.
Mm-hmm.
Although I've been known to do that publicly, especially about water and rivers. You know, it's just this desire to go after somebody and reveal what I consider to be the truth, which is, especially in Michigan, is the total degradation of this environment. For all the pure Michigan ads we do,
mm-hmm.
It's like making something that really doesn't exist exist, that never existed. But it's so nostalgic that everybody thinks, oh, you know, it's just, you know, it's pure Michigan. Meanwhile, there's an aging pipeline under the Straits of Mackinac.
Yeah.
There's fracking wells all over the place. There's the destruction of entire water system in Flint. Those things need to be addressed. I certainly don't think of myself as a political poet. It's fun for me to speak politically.
I'm Zinta Astars. You've been listening to WMUK's Between the Lines, our weekly look at books and writers. I've been speaking with Michael Delp, the author of Lying in the River's Dark Bed, The Confluence of the Dead Man and the Mad Angler. Visit WMUK.org to hear our complete interview. And join us every Tuesday at this time for Between the Lines. Thanks for listening.